Hello, everybody. It is Suzanne back with another energy update. And it is about time that I think that we do another COVID slash ascension process update in terms of what I've been seeing with clients lately. These energy updates are reflective of what I'm hearing in my clients' sessions. They've given me permission on an anonymous way to be able to share some of their situations and or experiences. And I've kind of put together a multitude of things that I've been seeing in the last week or so from an energy practitioner's perspective, so I thought I would share. At the beginning of this actual pandemic, I did two quite long, I think 2 hours each, in fact, COVID slash Ascension webcasts that are available on my blog if anybody's interested to look at that big information. This is just kind of an update. But in that big information, I was saying that there's a lot of wonderful, grateful elements to this, what we would call a COVID experience in terms of being quarantined. And I talked a lot about how that quarantine can be beneficial for people to find their space again in terms of their auric field, etc. So that's kind of what I found the first couple weeks, especially for the people that were long-term clients and doing a lot of their spiritual journey work, that they were finding some semblance of, you know, kind of getting into the rhythm, doing more spiritual work, digging out some dark night of the soul stuff, etc. Now that we are quite a few weeks into this, over the last week or so, I've been seeing quite a drastic shift with clients and family members, friends, and even myself. That at first it was grateful, at first it was gratitude, at first it was ease and grace, at first it's like, yeah, I can kind of dig this, and you know, things are, you know, kind of cool, having some time off or slowing down, or normally I'm really anxious and I'm really finding myself chill, etc. Well, that has drastically changed as far as I'm noticing in the last 2 weeks, that this gratitude has now turned to frustration. This, you know, time alone has turned to anxiousness, that people are getting very frustrated and very judgmental of themselves and others. And I think that this is really, really apparent. And for anybody that is traversing things like social media, I'm trying really hard to stay off of Facebook because it can get really, really dicey out there right now. I think what we're finding is that because of this frustration, we are finding lots and lots of sides being taken. And this is very difficult on people because more people are feeling angst of their journey now. More people are having this thought of my freedoms are taken away in one shape or form or another. And I am finding a lot of them are digging out old triggers now. They are going back and finding their dark side, which is, by the way, part of the work of the ascension process. This can be a great thing, but I think that this has been extremely difficult for empaths this time period. At the beginning of the so-called lockdown and stay-at-home protocols, the empaths, which there are numerous amounts of out there in the world, the empaths who take on other people's energies and thought patterns and emotions, etc., are the ones that at the forefront were really kind of enjoying the space because empathically and physically we were separated from others. And the empath was feeling more freedom in terms of being able to navigate their life without people interpenetrating and or vampiring their auric field and their energy. And now many of them are feeling angst and anger and frustration because this is originally almost like a socially acceptable reason for me to find space. And we have to really look at that. A lot of us don't understand. This was a quote unquote socially acceptable reason for me to find space. And at the beginning, that's awesome. I can keep my space from people. I can say no to things that I don't want to do. I can really covet and enjoy being alone. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to go to work. And all of these freedoms that not just the empath, but everybody initially were feeling are, again, with quotes around it, a socially acceptable reason because of COVID. So it was kind of like, wow, this is like, you know, it's okay. But now people are finding that this is also igniting much more as the weeks go by. We start to understand, well, wait a minute, if we're not analyzing during our quiet time, that I already have the right to space. I already have the right to choose if I go to work or not go to work, if I go to that event or not go to that event, and on and on. If we're not recognizing that this isolation time is supposed to be kind of training us to be able to own our own power and say that I don't need a COVID socially acceptable reason to own this power. I have always had this power and always can have this power if I learn to use my voice and I know my own truth and integrity. And if we're not moving through that process and owning it, now that things are starting to shift and change, the socially acceptable opportunity of COVID is sort of slipping away, or it is opening up. And this is triggering fear in people because now, oh crap, now I'm going to have to go back to being around people or saying yes when I don't want to say yes or not speaking my truth. And this is the danger of this so-called reentry, that we haven't owned what we were supposed to have possibly learned, that we haven't actually done our homework to be able to own this power. And underneath what's starting to happen then is I'm starting to find triggers. I'm starting to go back to the triggers that I initially had as the empath or the person that wasn't speaking my truth or holding my power. And I'm starting to go, oh my God, this is to be really confused in body, mind, and spirit. And so this is ultimately making people confused and angry. We can add on an additional layer also that more people are finding that this sense of being betrayed or lied to is coming to the surface because more and more information is coming forward on, you know, statistics and numbers and protocols and what is or isn't really happening and how deep or not deep does these conspiracy theories go and are they real or not real. And whether we are choosing to go down any rabbit hole or not, whether we're putting our toe into it or jumping in or not even aware of it, regardless of the level, this information is still out there in the collective, and it is going through our own individual matrices and igniting these senses of feelings that lie in all of us, which are, by the way, very primal, in terms of somehow I'm being lied to, somehow I'm being tricked, somehow I am being betrayed. Betrayal is a huge trigger for the human meat body. And this goes way, way back and way, way deep in all of us, even though we may or may not have had a full-blown betrayal in our 3D life body, it still is in our DNA. So this is causing such a confusing narrative within ours. We are one moment feeling unsafe because there's a pandemic. The next minute I feel safe because I have space that is quarantined. Then the next I am not safe because I might die. The next minute I am holed up, so I am safe. The next minute I'm being lied to, and then I am uncomfortable, and then I am comfortable. And then one minute I'm looking out and I'm seeing my whole world look different. People are wearing masks. We have X's on the floor. We have, you know, doors that are closed to us. And so all of these things are starting to ignite more and more and more fears within us that we, I hope, are looking at in a bigger scope. We are also finding judgment and anger is coming out because now it's the fight of who's right and who's not. And judgment and anger is on the top of the charts with all of my own clients and oftentimes my own self as a human, because we are fighting for our truths. You know, vaccine or not vaccine, freedom or not freedom, is this a world order or not world order, is controlled or not controlled, is it fake or real? And all of these things are causing such separation. And this is very, very coming to a critical point because people are just dang tired. So I think some of the things that we can still do is to step back and know that we have gone through these situations before. We have had, you know, I was thinking the other day of the AIDS pandemic, and I was going back and doing a lot of researching on what that looked like as far as viruses and who was involved. And that in and of itself is something maybe someone wants to choose to look at, because this is really stuff that we as a human race have done to our own selves through our lines of the medical field, the pharmaceutical field, the governmental field before, over and over again in our past. And we can learn certain consistencies and we can learn certain betrayals from those if we choose to dig it out and analyze it. And again, you know, use your own discernment process to decide what is your truth, and you don't necessarily have to jump on anybody's bandwagon. That's what is so great about having time with these meat bodies in isolation in terms of really getting to know my own true frequency, my own true vibe, my own gut feel. And I encourage people to do your own homework and be courageous if you choose to read things or listen to things or examine things that may be out of your comfort zone. And just don't, as they say, throw the baby out with the bathwater because your thought process doesn't want to think about that. So this is a very, very awesome opportunity still as we are coming forward in times of frustration and, you know, having bubbling feelings of being lied to or betrayed or controlled. These are all times to really, I believe, do what my initial webcast videos were saying is look at this from the ascension process, look at it from a bigger space and place, and do your best if you choose, which I hope you do, to honor your own truths first, to honor the fact that my truths and my belief systems may indeed even change. They may expand or they may step back, going to be the same people we were yesterday, much less when this started, much less tomorrow. So this is important for us to understand and have some patience, not only others. And this is where I think it's really important for us. We may not necessarily like some of the protocols that we are being felt like it's forced upon us, but in terms of somebody else's freedom and sense of safe, maybe that's a beautiful, wonderful gift to offer them for your 10 minutes of your day. You know, meaning I don't want to wear a mask, but I'm going to wear a mask because that's part of this protocol today. Or maybe it's understanding maybe this mask business for me in a lot of ways is really ridiculous because I'm breathing my own carbon and this isn't all that healthy for me either in this, that, and the other situation. So there's no right or wrong to a lot of this, in my opinion, in terms of the big picture. This is personal choice in many ways, and it's also following protocols in other ways. And that kind of like two sides of the coin is very difficult to balance. So in my opinion, as a practitioner, again, and what I'm telling a lot of my clients in the last couple of weeks is this is getting not to critical mass of numbers of those that are dying, not that I'm discounting that and making light of that. This is getting to critical mass of people's individualized sense of patience and understanding that we trigger and understanding that we're programmed and understanding that, you know, we do have all of these inner narrative fights going on within us and we're exploding outward. And so it's finding patience with self and patience with others. And more than anything, like I said in the very first webcast that's posted on my blog regarding this subject, please do some really big contemplating on Mother Nature. For this time period, we're in Minnesota and we're very fortunate to be able to have everything blooming and opening up and feeling like, you know, spring is coming back to life. Other people that may be listening to this are maybe even other parts of the country that are already warm or not, but regardless, get outside. Get outside if you choose, obviously. Get outside and find some fresh air. Get outside and connect with that plant and animal kingdom. Get outside and ignite this 2D dimension of interconnectivity and relationship to our planet, because this is a huge key, as I mentioned in that first webcast, to not only my health and wellness in terms of my immune system and my belly in my meat body, but it also helps the planet. So some things to think about, obviously, as always, take what resonates, toss the rest. Just wanted to make a quick update per what I've been seeing from clients this week and last. And I will keep you posted on the things I learn along the way. And in the meantime, stay healthy, stay grounded, stay bubbled, and cosmic hugs.